why did you decide to run for the Little Rock School Board?
There's so many reasons. I think one of the reasons is I feel in a time where there's so much mistrust in science, I feel almost like it's a moral obligation for scientists to run. And on top of that, in addition, I also feel that the Little Rock School District, having been under state control, I felt in the last 5 years there was an overall improvement in the metrics in students' learning and gains. And I feel that with my experience in both science and education, I feel morally obligated to try to make a difference. What I hope to do is, in order to bring these schools out of the academically distressed category and improve public education of the Little Rock School District, what I want to do is, with my experience and background in science and in teaching, I would like to work with teachers, share my experiences, and develop new curriculum in STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, aimed at improving access to quality science and math programs.
Did you or and your children go to public school?
Yes. So I am a byproduct of public education. I have two daughters, both in the Little Rock School District. I came here as a young child when I was 5 from Laos. I went to public schools all my life. I feel that public schools can open doors for someone like me. And there's a lot of children like me out there in the U.S. I feel it can almost transform one's position from someone who barely spoke a word of English and help them and propel them into college and perhaps graduate school.
How do you feel that Little Rock School District schools have fared without a school board over the past 5 years?
I think since the state took control in 2015, I believe there wasn't an improvement in terms of how the students did overall on certain tests, the ACT Aspire, to be named a few. I think when the state took control, 6 out of the 48 schools were in distress, and I believe now 8, that number has increased by 8. And so because there wasn't more local control, I felt that the state, and more in particular, perhaps the governor and perhaps the secretary of education, they pretty much were the school board for the last 5 years. And there, I feel there wasn't a clear plan and metrics in terms of how to change or how to develop change to provide a better direction for the Little Rock School District parents and teachers and students.
How do you reintroduce then the concept of a school board to an area that hasn't had one for so long?
In general, I think when you talk to people about education, no matter what their background, whether they are Republican or Democrat or independent, I believe everybody strongly believes in public education, or that education is a priority for all of our children, no matter where we come from. So my message has been, when I'm going out and talking with people in my zone, is exactly that. They want to talk about education. I had individuals donate to my campaign who were, you know, who share completely different political beliefs than I do. So it's been very exciting, and I think people are very excited that we have that we will have on the November 3rd ballot this choice of electing nine new school board members.
Do you believe that the state takeover of the Little Rock School District was fair?
We had just recently moved, actually, in 2015 when the school board was dissolved. I cannot speak for them myself, but I felt they should have been given a opportunity, perhaps, to to rethink and develop new strategies to try to make the Little Rock School District a better place. With the state takeover, I believe it hasn't improved with the state takeover. So it's only rightly so that we should have a new democratic elected board so that we can develop strategies to move the district forward and help improve the lives of children, administrators, and teachers in the school district.
So with the reintroduction of the school board, do you feel like you're going to have to build trust with educators, with parents, with the community?
I think we have a lot of work ahead of us. If I was to be elected next year to represent Zone 9, I think that trust does have to be built with educators, with parents, with the state. It's not going to be an easy process, I agree. I think with 9 newly elected democratically members from the district, and from the district of being, you know, where we live in, it would be easier because all 9 of us will be connected to our zones, and it'd be easier for us to perhaps bring the public into our trust.
And are you worried that expectations will be more than what the school board can actually accomplish?
Oh, definitely. I think this process is not going to take 3 years or 5 years. When you're talking about the instruction of children and perhaps building new curriculum, it's a process that will take maybe 5-10 years. It's not something easy to tackle. I think it's going to be hard, but I am willing to put in the work and the effort and with my experience to try to make it better.